Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup present Inner Sanctum Mysteries. Good evening, friends. This is your host of the Inner Sanctum, welcoming you again through the squeaking door for an hallucinating good time. Why am I smiling? But I always smile when I open the squeaking door on Tuesday nights. You see, each week when I say good evening, I think to myself, a good evening for what? And of course, there's only one answer to that question. A good evening for murder.
A fine thing to say. You wouldn't feel so chipper about it if you were going to be murdered.
Why, Mary, there's no bigger thrill than to be murdered. Why, it happens only once in a lifetime.
Well, I know something else like that.
Now, don't tell me that Lipton tea...
No, I'm not thinking about Lipton tea. I'm talking about that solid sterling silver medallion that the Lipton tea people are offering to the ladies. Yes, ladies, it's the chance of a lifetime to get a lovely piece of jewelry. The kind you find at those smart shops on Fifth Avenue in New York. Now, let me tell you about the medallion. It's made of real sterling silver. It's about an inch in diameter, and it's decorated with a Chinese inscription. The medallion is hung on a narrow black rayon satin ribbon, so it can be worn as a necklace, a choker, or you can simply add it to your charm bracelet. And here's how you get the medallion. Just send 25 cents and the box top from a package of Lipton's, the tea with the brisk flavor, to the Lipton Tea People, Box 92, New York City. Yes, that's Box 92 in New York City.
And now it's time to begin. Our story is called Dead to Rights. It's an original Spine Tingler by Sigmund Miller. And our stars tonight are two radio favorites, Elspeth Eric and Santos Ortega. So relapse in your chair. Settle down for a half hour of alarming but charming entertainment. Why not get really reckless tonight? Go the whole works. Turn off the main switch in the cellar. The darker it is, the more strange things you'll see. Lou Dunn is nervously pacing his room in a dingy boarding house near the East River in Manhattan. His wife, Dottie, is looking at an old newspaper.
That's him, Dottie. You can see for yourself. That's Jensen, that Quiro guy. He lives upstairs with $20,000.
Mm-hmm. That's him, all right.
All that money. Only a floor above us.
According to this paper, William Jensen was found wandering through the streets in a semi-conscious condition due to lack of food. The police discovered $20,000 in $100 bills mixed with crusts of bread in his pockets. He's being sent to Bellevue Hospital for observation.
That newspaper's more than a month old. Mm. Jensen's been back for 2 weeks. Hey, Daddy.
Hmm?
Must be some way we can get that money.
There is.
You mean rob him?
Rob him? Maybe kill him?
Kill him?
If you're not scared.
Scared? Well, I ain't scared of anything.
I know you. You always talk toughness about all.
I'm not scared. We could knock him off. Make it look like suicide.
You really want to do it?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to put my hands in that 20 grand.
Boy, what we couldn't do with that money.
It'll be easy.
If we do it smart. Very smart.
Sure, sure.
Maybe you could sort of visit him. Just before he goes to bed. Turn on the gas. That'd make it look like suicide. Then we could go back and pick up the money. Not all of it. We'll leave half of it so it won't look like robbery.
Sure. He's a crazy guy. It's natural for a crazy guy to knock himself off.
Mm-hmm.
When do we do it?
Well, if we're going to do it, we got to do it right now. We'll never have the guts to do it later. Are you sure you want to do it, Lou?
Sure I do, darling.
Mrs. Scully was gone to the movies. What time is it now?
It's 5 to 10.
She won't be back till after 11.
Well, that only gives us about an hour.
Oh, you've got plenty of time. Jensen goes to bed just about this time. You go on up, stay with him until he's in bed. And then on your way out, you turn on the gas. Not too much, because that'll make a lot of noise. And keep your finger off the spigot. Use a stick or a glove or something.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, okay. What are you waiting for?
You want me to go now?
Well, what do you want to do? Die a heart failure worrying about it? Go ahead.
It's me. Lou Dunn, the guy that lives right under you.
Oh, just a minute. I was just about to get to my bed. Yeah, anything special you want?
No. I just had a little argument with the wife.
Oh.
Kind of, I don't want to go back right now.
Uh-huh. You're going to teach her a lesson.
That's right.
Yeah, all right. Come in. You can talk to me while I get into bed.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Jensen. I won't stay long. Are you going to bed right now?
Yeah. Would you mind having me take off my shoes?
Sure.
I'm getting too old to bend down.
Sure. It's your thing.
Thank you. Oh.
That's no place to hide your money behind the pillow.
Huh? That ain't no money. It's just a lot of pictures. It's all just pictures.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
I ain't gonna be good company. I feel kind of sleepy.
Well, maybe I'd better get back.
Nice of you to come and see me, Lou.
It's freezing outside. I'd better close the windows or you'll catch cold. Well, good night, Mr. Jensen. Good night. Stairs without being seen, everything will be all right. Hey, someone's coming up the steps. It's Mrs. Scully, the landlady. It's dark. If she won't recognize me, I'll pull my hat over my face.
Mr. Dunn?
I beg your pardon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were Mr. Dunn.
It's all right. Good night.
Good night. Who is it?
It's me, Lou.
Everything all right?
Close door.
What's the matter with you? Anything go wrong?
We're going to be caught.
Calm down. Tell me what happened.
I did everything you said. Everything went fine until I got outside. I met Mrs. Scully in the hall. I pulled my hat over my face.
She recognized
you? She called my name, but I disguised my voice.
Nothing to worry about.
I'm sure she knew it was me. We're going to get caught.
Did you come right down here?
No. I went outside for a few minutes in case she was watching me.
That's good. Now you got to go back and get that money. He's dead by now.
I can't go back.
You've got to go now before the gas leaks into the hall and everybody knows about it.
I can't do it.
All right, I'll go myself. Where'd you say the money was?
The pillow under his head.
Stay here till I get back.
Maybe we ought to forget.
No. Not after we've gone this far.
Thank you.
Who's there?
It's me, Mrs. Scully. Let me in.
What do you want?
Well, the people downstairs have been complaining. There's water leaking down the ceiling.
Water?
Yes. I'd like to take a look at the sink.
Sure.
Funny. Pipes aren't leaking.
Just a mistake, huh?
Oh, they must be cranks. Floor's dry.
Is that all, Mrs. Scully?
No. You're a couple of days over on your rent.
We'll have it paid tomorrow.
Well, you better. I have to pay my bills, you know.
Sure, I promise you.
Well, all right. Say, didn't I pass you upstairs on the fourth floor a little while ago?
Me? Oh, you must have me mixed up with someone else.
It looked like you. Had you billed?
I haven't been out of this room for a couple of hours.
Okay, Lou, I got it.
Dolly, Miss Scully.
Oh. Hello, Mrs. Scully.
Hello, Mrs. Dunn. I was just telling your husband about the rent that's... Hey, do you smell gas?
Yeah. Must be a gas jet open someplace.
Well, you'd better take a look at your stove. Don't want any accidents in this house.
No, neither do we.
Seems to be coming from the hall. I'd better take a look at that empty room.
We should have knocked before you came in. You almost gave the whole thing away.
Yeah, I know. Had the money right in my hand. I only took half the dough, about $9,000, I figure.
The cops questioned Mrs. Scully, we'd be done for.
Well, she smelled the gas on me. I almost died in that room.
We gotta get away from here.
Maybe you're right. I'm getting kind of scared myself. Things ain't working out so perfect.
Let's get packed.
Okay. We better hurry. No, wait a minute. We ain't gonna pack.
We're not gonna stay here.
Listen, if we walk out with our suitcases, we'll be giving ourselves away. We just...
They found out about Jensen.
We gotta stay calm or we're dead pigeons.
What should we do?
We gotta get out of the house first.
We can't go out the front door, not now.
Maybe with all this excitement going on, we can sneak out without them noting.
I tell you, I'm scared, Daddy.
Oh, my. Come on. Now or never.
There's nobody at the front door.
Oh, that's a break.
What's going on?
The cops, they just came in.
Quick, get back in the room before they see us.
We'll escape.
There must be some other way.
Dottie and Lou are in bad shape. My only hope is that they don't die of heart failure before the end of the program. That would be very embarrassing. Sometimes I wish the characters in our stories would show a little more nerve. They all get so flustered. It's not that they aren't first-quality villains, but they're too indecisive.
Well, what do you think is going to happen to them?
Oh, they'll probably turn on the gas again.
Oh, please.
And brew themselves a pot of Lipton tea.
Well, you fooled me that time. And now I'm going to fool you. I'm not going to talk about Lipton tea. Instead, I'm going to tell you a story. Yes, it seems there's a true story behind that sterling silver medallion that the Lipton people are offering to the ladies. It's really a good luck charm. The original was given to an American flyer by Chinese guerrillas who rescued him after he'd bailed out over enemy territory. The flyer was told that the Chinese letters on the medallion would identify him and bring him safely through the lines. Well, he did get through. And only then did he learn that the medallion said, "Good luck" in Chinese. Now, ladies, there's something to tell your friends. And to get this good luck charm, this lovely sterling silver medallion, just like the one the flyer carried, all you have to do is send 25 cents and the box top from a package of Lipton's, the tea with the brisk flavor, to the Lipton Tea People, Box 92. That's Box 92, New York City.
Well, now let's go back to our pale and panicky pair of murderers. If you remember, they ran back into their room when the police came in. And since then, they've been trying to figure a way out. Maybe they've got a plan. So let's take a look, shall we?
We've got to think of something.
How about that back stairway?
I don't know where it goes.
Well, it's better than staying here.
Cops will see us.
We gotta take that chance. They're probably still upstairs. Come on.
Good boy. Whoa, you. I gotta open the door to get to the back stairway.
Open it slow.
All the doors locked.
easy, you fool. Maybe it's just rattled.
It's jammed.
I suppose if I try to open it.
So use the cops. Will be down in a minute.
Come on. Let's push it. Open it. Just a little bit more.
We can use the door.
You all right?
Mm-hmm. It's like it's cold in here.
The air goes down to the cellar, I guess. Come on. That's down here. It's choking me.
There must be another exit that leads out into the alley.
Listen, that's the cops coming down. Look for us.
They're coming in the hallway stairs.
We got to hide. Here, get behind this old sofa. Lie down on the floor.
There's nothing you'll find down here.
I hope you don't mind, Penny, but we'd like to look over the premises.
Oh, look, this dust is killing me. I'm going to sneeze.
No.
It's just a waste of time looking for anything here.
All right, let's get out. There's too much dust here.
I'm glad you're not dead.
You tried to kill me.
I had to put my hand over your mouth. You'd have sneezed, we'd been caught.
Let's get out of this dusty hole.
Get these barrels away. We can get out through the alley.
Well, you're a little safer out on the street. Please, will you stop looking back?
There's someone following us.
There's nobody following us.
I tell you, there is. I know all the detectives in New York must be looking for us.
Stop acting so suspicious. Turning around all the time. We gotta look like normal people.
Normal? I've never been so scared in all my life.
I told you not to turn around.
The same guy.
Who are you talking about?
Take a look at yourself. Guy with the gray hat.
He could be just an ordinary guy. Maybe we just think he's following us.
We gotta get away from him.
No, look. Hold my hand. We'll fool him. Make believe we're in love.
What's the matter with you? I don't get it.
Act like you're crazy about me. Act it for real. Go on.
What am I supposed to do?
Say I'm wonderful. Say I'm the sweetest girl in the world. Go on.
You're crazy.
Do what I tell you.
You're the sweetest girl in the world.
Say it like you mean it. Hurry up.
You're wonderful. I love you.
Put your arm around my shoulder.
Make him do any good.
Now, walk slow. Act like we don't care where we're going.
He'll catch up to us.
He can always catch up to us. You gotta make him think we're the wrong people he's following it. Keep talking love to me.
You're wonderful. I'm crazy about you.
And you're wonderful too, Lou, darling. I've waited all my life for somebody like you.
I don't know what I'd do without you. He's still following us.
Yes, sweetheart. Look, we gotta figure out something.
Maybe we can give him the slip in the subway.
Yeah. Look, I'll go in the subway first. You go in the cigar store. He'll follow you. I'll wait for you on the platform. You come down a few minutes after me. Have a nickel all ready. Then as soon as the train pulls in, wait till the doors are closing. Then drop your nickel in the slot. I'll hold the door open for you. Whoever's following won't be able to make it. You understand me, dear?
Well, what if he arrests me first?
He won't. Look, here's where I go down the subway. You go into the store. Kiss me.
Okay. Darling,
don't forget to wait until the doors are closing.
I thought you'd run out on me.
Maybe I should have.
You had. I'd give myself up.
Yes, you would.
Where are we going?
Next station. We'll get a bus down to New Jersey.
Maybe you ought to ride a little further.
getting off here.
What's breathing? What are you hiding away?
Wait a minute. We gotta hide this money so they won't have anything on us in case we get caught.
Yeah. That's a good idea. We can come back with it later, huh?
Hide it right underneath the platform.
Yeah, that's a good spot. There's no one in the station. Let's do it fast.
Here's the money. I'll hold you while you bend over. Be careful you don't drop it.
Now hold on good. I'm liable to fall.
Hurry up before somebody comes along.
Yeah. Okay. It's hitting.
Let's go. We'll be back for it in a day or so. Put your arm around me while we go up into the street.
I can't do it anymore.
You don't do what I'm leaving you.
No, don't.
That's better. Sweetheart.
Yeah. I guess you're the best girl for me.
You just wouldn't know what to do without me. Would you, darling? Don't turn around. There's nobody following us.
There's a cop right behind us. He must have radioed a description of us.
Cops don't follow people. They arrest them if they think they're guilty.
Well, maybe he ain't sure. Maybe he's watching us first.
We'll turn the corner. Without hurrying. You do love me, don't you?
I love you more than anybody else in the world.
I love you, too. You're right, we are being followed.
What are we going to do?
There's a factory up ahead. We'll make believe we're going in on the night shift. That ought to throw him off the track.
We'll get caught in the building.
Well, it's worse out here on the street. When the cop sees us going to the factory, he'll think he's made a mistake and he'll leave us alone. Now, hang on to me tight and walk slow.
Is this the building?
Yeah. We'll walk in just as if we belong here.
He hasn't followed us in.
No, it worked fine. Now we can stay here for a few minutes and we'll...
It's the cop.
The cop!
Let's get the elevator up. Come on.
Floor, please. 16. There's no one on the 16th. It's empty, ma'am.
She needs a 15th.
Yeah. Hurry up, please. We're very late.
In a second. There's an officer coming in.
Thank you for waiting.
Floor, please.
Just take these people wherever they're going.
Yes, sir. Watch the door.
Where are you two going?
15th floor.
Who are you seeing on the 15th floor?
What do you want with us? We didn't do anything.
I just asked you who you're seeing on the 15th floor.
We work up there.
I see.
15, please.
Come on, Luke.
Just a second.
Run, Luke. Run. It's around the corner.
He'll shoot at us.
Hurry up.
He'll kill us.
Stop her. I'll shoot.
We have to stay down there. No good. If we can make it, we can slam the door and run it ourselves.
Wait a minute.
Hurry up, Luke.
I'm going as fast as I can.
Quick. Run through the elevator.
Poor devils. Operator, get me precinct 23. Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, hello, Lieutenant. This is Officer Malone. I want to report a double suicide. Their names are Lewis and Dorothy Dunn. Now, I knew they were going to do it, and I tried to stop them. I saw him in the subway station. The man was trying to jump off the platform, but the woman was holding him back. He changed his mind, and they went upstairs. It looked like a lover's suicide pact to me. And I saw them holding each other around, and kissing on the street. I followed them from the subway into this building, and when I asked them a few questions, they got frightened and got off on the 15th floor. Yeah. Well, I did. I tried to stop them, Lieutenant. They ran down the corridor and then threw themselves down an empty elevator shaft. Dead? As doornails, yeah. Lieutenant, you know, The funny part of it is, they lived in the same house where that old crackpot, Jensen, committed suicide by gas a few hours ago. No? What? Yeah. Yeah, that sure is an unlucky house. Well, that's one way of getting rid of the Duns, making them throw themselves down the elevator shaft. Not a very pleasant way, I'll admit, but business is business. We just don't fool around with characters like that.
Well, I can't help feeling sorry for them. Those poor people probably never had a lucky day in their lives.
And it's your fault, Mary. You should have given them one of those good luck charms you've been talking about. You know, the medallion with the black ribbon. Yes. If the medallion didn't bring them good luck, they could always hang themselves with the ribbon.
Now, you stop that kind of talk. Because Lipton's sterling silver medallion on its black rayon satin ribbon is a lovely piece of jewelry. But you may never own it if you don't act now. The Lipton tea people make it easy for you. Listen, just send 25 cents and the box top from a package of Lipton's, the tea with the brisk flavor, to the Lipton tea people, box 92, New York City. The 25 cents includes the full cost of packing and postage.
And now, a word of advice. If the elevator service is bad and you're in a hurry, just throw yourself out of the window. Oh, by the way, this month's Inner Sanctum mystery novel is The Red Right Hand by Joel Rogers. Oh, and I must tell you about next week's story. It takes place on the high sea, but it's about a man who doesn't like singing. Yes, singing seems to strike the wrong note with him, and he goes around opening up throats with a knife to find out just what makes that wrong note. So, if you're one of those guys who sings in the shower, just cut it out before next week's killer does it for you. Now it's time to close the squeaking door until next Tuesday, when Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup present another Inner Sanctum Mystery. Directed by Hyman Brown. Good night. Pleasant dreams.
Folks, it's wonderful how quick and easy cooking is these days. I guess lots of you remember when it used to take half a day to make a pot of chicken noodle soup. But now, we have Lipton's Noodle Soup Mix. And what delicious chicken-y-tasting soup it is. Yes, Lipton's has an old-fashioned, homemade flavor, and it's brimful of tender golden egg noodles. Lipton's is economical, too. It costs less and makes more than canned soups. Of course, sometimes it's hard to get in some stores these days, but there's lots of good things scarce in wartime. So, folks, remember to ask for Lipton's Noodle Soup. And remember to tune in next Tuesday night for another Inner Sanctum Mystery.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.